The first Western journalist to interview ISIS is home with a terrifying message by Elizabeth Barber. Jürgen Todenhofer, the first Western journalist to be granted to access to territories controlled by ISIS, has returned with a warning. The terrorist group is much stronger and much more dangerous than its adversaries understand. The veteran German writer and journalist is back in his home state after traveling through ISIS territories just months after the extremist group began killing captive foreign workers and journalists. In Todenhofer's first interviews about the trip with German language media, translated by the UK Independent, he presents ISIS as having achieved its namesake goal, an Islamic State, or rather, a collection of claimed lands hewed together by an audacious, baffling zealotry that will challenge efforts to beat the group. Todenhofer, 74, a high-profile reporter and anti-war activist, traveled to ISIS-held Mosul in northern Iraq after 7 months of negotiations with the group's leaders. In Mosul, Todenhofer found an almost ecstatic enthusiasm for the jihadist group that is unlike anything he had seen in any other war zone, he tells the German press. Each day, Todenhofer says, hundreds of new recruits arrive to pledge themselves to the group's mission, or what he calls the largest religious cleansing strategy that has ever been planned in human history. Beyond the challenge of beating ISIS's psychological pull on its followers, the U.S. and its allies will also confront the problem that the group's some 5,000 fighters in Mosul sleep in barracks all around the Iraqi city, such that attackers would have to reduce the whole of Mosul to ruins to rid it of ISIS, says Todenhofer. He adds, "With every bomb that is dropped and hits a civilian, the number of terrorists increases."